Time now for this week's round of Adopt a Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. Adopt a Pet is made possible by Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental, two great Hillsboro businesses that are excited to help our local organizations with the needs of homeless pets. And check out State Farm agent Annie Burton. She loves all things local, local restaurants, local people, local businesses, local animal rescue organizations as well. Head online and visit myagentknows.com to learn more about Annie and her team. They are all experts in auto, home, life, and, of course, pet insurance. Speaking of local animal rescue organizations, we are joined this morning by Katie from Cat Tails Cat Cafe in downtown Chapel Hill, right on West Franklin Street. CatTailsCatCafe.org is their website. Great spot to go and hang out with cats and kittens every day. And she has brought a great one this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I like your meow shirt. I had not noticed that until I sat down.
Sometimes you got to mix it up.
I know,
wear the
right?
same shirt every day.
So this is Elfie, right? Tell
yes,
us about her.
Yes, Elfie. So I'm in love with this cat. She's totally my kind of cat. She's independent. She's playful, but you can tell she's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot going on in her little brain. So she's about a year and a half old. She's a really pretty tabby and white and has like one of those baby faces where her face looks like it'll always look really kitteny and
right.
cute. But the best part about Elfie is she's missing an ear.
All right.
And we get asked every day what happened to her ear, and we don't know.
Right.
But we are open to stories, any kind of stories that you can make up. Like I tell people some days that an eagle swooped down and just bit it off, and, you know, we got to come up with some really great stories. So always open to suggestions. But no, truthfully, we don't know.
Starting a career in 19th century painting, you know.
there yeah. you go, see? But yeah, it was probably, I'm guessing, a cat bite or something.
Right, right.
Back in her days on the streets when she was a baby. It happened when she was probably really young.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother her at all. Just totally adds to her personality and her cuteness.
And she's very explory, right? Like, you
yes.
let her out, and she has just been wandering around looking into every nook and cranny ever since
yes.
she came in.
She's
yeah.
pretty fearless. She's kind of calm, cool, and collected.
Mm-hmm.
So easy to...
I hear her.
I know. She's peeping. She'll be easy to integrate into almost any situation. She does great with the other cats. She loves to play mm-hmm. with the younger cats. And, I mean, look at that face. Can you even?
She's so cute.
She's so cute. She's like a forever kitten.
Hi.
Minus an ear.
Yeah, right. Speaking with Katie from Cat Tails Cat Cafe, you can jump up there. It's fine. Go for it. Does she have a favorite toy that she likes to play with? Or?
Well, she loves the tunnels. She and some of the other kittens will play hide and seek in the tunnels. So she really likes that. But you can almost always find her up in the front window of mm-hmm. our downstairs cat lounge. She loves to lay there and look at the birdies and the people walking by. And so she definitely likes to have a sunny spot in a window and then just a little attention, and she's good to go.
Yeah. How long has she been with you?
Oh, we've had her probably a month.
Okay.
Yeah, not super long.
Yeah.
We're doing so many adoptions. It's been really amazing.
You've been posting a whole bunch. Yeah, it's been really cool.
I can hardly get the pictures like printed of the new cats before they are getting, you know, applications in. And it's just really remarkable because August has normally been our slowest month for adoptions, with people going back to school, mm-hmm. taking vacations, and just having other things to think about. And this is always the month where there's clear the shelters. So
right.
I'm just, our whole team at Cat Tails and our rescue partner, Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary, we are all just so thrilled that we're finding so many homes, wonderful homes, for cats of all ages. It's not just kittens. We're finding homes for a lot of the young moms mm-hmm. who are getting their chance at a forever home.
That's
so
good.
It's been really heartwarming, especially in this time where I know a lot of people are having to make sacrifices mm-hmm. to keep their pets. And so it's just been a really exciting month, and we're really happy for all these kitties and families.
Yeah. We're speaking with she jumped up on the table. Hi, Elfie, how are you? That's a soundboard. cool. So we're speaking with Again, we're speaking with Katie Poitras, and Elfie is our cat of the week. Cattailscatcafe.org is the website. Go there and find out more. Anything else going on at Cattails that folks should know about?
Just besides all of our adoptions, we're staying pretty busy. You know, now this college kids are coming back, so it gets harder and harder to get a reservation. So please do plan ahead a little bit. We turn away a ton of people.
Right.
And we just hate doing that. So do make a reservation. And if you are looking to adopt and you can't get a reservation, please reach out. We will do our best to accommodate you, because our priority is these kitties and getting them into homes.
And for people who are thinking about adopting, what would be a perfect home for Elfie?
Oh, gosh. Well, in my house? I love her. If you've been a Cattails fan since the beginning, you'll know that I've taken one cat home from Cattails, and that was Primrose. And she reminds me so much of Primrose.
Yeah.
So I've definitely got a soft spot in my heart for Elfie.
That's got to be so tempting. Right? Like, I don't have room for another cat at the house, but I'm surrounded by 12 amazing cats all the time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Somehow Primrose was the one that, actually, she picked my husband. That's what happened.
There you go. That's how it works. Hey, cattailscatcafe.org is the website for more information. We're going to have, they're going to have photos of Elfie and more information about her and all the other great cats up there on the website. We're going to have photos of Elfie and information about her up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report section of our town square, and of course on social media as well, at WCHL Chapelboro. Katie, anything else that folks ought to know about? Oh, she's just...
She's cool.
She's just chilling.
She may
now.
Stay
yeah.
here.
I like it. Anything else that folks want to know?
Elfie takes the best pictures.
Yeah.
It's like she's just got that face where she looks up. It's very expressive, big eyes, and she's just cute as a button.
Aww.
And clearly she's been through something in her life with that ear situation.
Well, let's get her.
So, let's get her an awesome home.
Yeah, sounds good. Again, cattailscatcafe.org is the website. Go there and find out more about Elfie and all the other great cats they've got there. Schedule an appointment to go on by the cafe and hang out with all the cats for an hour. It's a really fun way to spend an afternoon. Katie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And again, you can learn more about Elfie on the Bark Report at chapelboro.com. And thanks again to Annie Burton, State Farm, and Eno River Dental for making Adopt a Pet possible. Both of these women-owned Hillsboro businesses are run by pet lovers who are excited about helping animals find loving forever homes. Dr. Lau and Dr. Lada from Eno River Dental are huge animal lovers, more than 10 pets between them, so they really want you to adopt Elfie today. Read more about their practice and book an appointment online at enoriverdental.com.